correct. You know, Governor Pritzker gets a lot of complaints in the area. I mean, you look at the signs that people have in their yards and, you know, and some of the people who are complaining about him. And I think that's regrettable. I think that that's too bad that we're not all always going to agree on everything. I think that Governor Pritzker had good intentions in regards to trying to follow the federal mandates, and he actually did it. And so if you look at what happened in our state is that we were successful at mitigating COVID early on. I'll tell you what happened was is that there were people in the district, like my opponent, who were encouraging businesses to open up sooner than the scheduled called for, and I thought that was irresponsible. I don't think that was appropriate for a legislator to be doing that, but he did it. I think that what I would say is that to have a Democrat from our area who actually could have the ear of the governor and somebody who hasn't been just chirping at him, hasn't been just arguing with him for 2 years, I think is more likely to get our point of view across. And so what is, you know, in regards to COVID, you know, could there have been a regional rollout of the state closure? Would that have been maybe better? You know, possibly so. That might be something to consider. Are there ways to encourage businesses and schools to enforce mask wearing and those sorts of things? You know, I think that there's ways that we can work together and leadership can find common ground to make a better approach.